This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Yesterday, in part one of our conversation with Dr. Ashley Johnson of the National Pork Producers Council, we looked at the pork industry's positives and concerns with the recently released MAHA report. While the science behind meat's role in a healthy diet was reaffirmed, confusion remains how certain products like bacon and sausage are being labeled as ultra-processed along with high sugar content foods. That distinction could carry significant weight as future nutrition policies take shape. I'll wrap up my conversation about the MAHA report with Dr. Johnson next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Dr. Johnson and I talked about the MAHA report more in detail yesterday, but she says this is just part of what she's calling a summer of nutrition.
Absolutely. I've kind of actually deemed this the summer of nutrition. There's a lot going on in the nutrition space. This MAHA report, the strategy will come out. It's due by August 12th. We also have the dietary guidelines coming out this summer. And, you know, a lot of that is going to mirror what has been said in this report. We expect, because it's so negative on ultra-processed foods, that it's going to go after ultra-processed foods as well. And then, you know, we also have a new consumer campaign coming out. Don't know if anybody can guess the shape, because we grew up on the pyramid, right? Triangle. Then it was my plate, a circle. So I don't know what shape's going to come out this time to be able to inform the public on what they should or should not eat.
But Dr. Johnson said what's most been troubling is the fact that agriculture has been left out of decisions that are affecting how we produce food in this country.
There's a lot of things happening. And really what we have to do at this time is engage. The problem that happened with this initial assessment, agriculture was not invited to the table. And that is a huge issue when it comes to something that's going to have a major impact on agriculture. And so, you know, we are all kind of raising our voices to say, hey, we're here to talk. We want to be a part of this. We want, of course, make kids and everybody healthy. That's why we put a good protein product on your plate. And so I think that is really the big steps here, is to make sure that we're involved in this conversation, to make sure that what happens this summer is actually based in science, and that this policy comes out is not going to be detrimental to producers in America, and that we also keep pork on the plate. It was very unfortunate that this was done kind of behind closed doors. And, you know, you speak to a lot of the barnyard and agricultural groups, and it's nobody was invited. And, you know, that's disappointing. It's very disappointing, especially with such a good job that our producers and farmers do every single day to, you know, be able to produce food, you know, protect our land, protect our animals. And so there's so much there that, you know, we need to be a part of that conversation. Because without the farmers and producers doing it, we're not going to have food. And so that is absolutely critical and to make sure moving forward that we are at the table.
And Johnson notes that nutrition policy is just one of several pressing matters on the radar for pork producers across the country. From opportunities to challenges, a lot is being discussed that could shape the future of the industry. She says the NPPC team is small but mighty and is committed to staying engaged on all fronts. Their focus remains on ensuring pork producers are representative and heard in every policy conversation. You can learn more about their work by visiting nppc.org. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.